This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Let's get right into it. Where did COVID come from? Tell us.
What the f***? How the f*** do I know? Why are you asking me, by the way? I didn't do it. We could be talking about the debt ceiling or racist Dilbert, but of course you want to pigeonhole the Asian guy to do the COVID story.
Yes. 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 I'm going to pigeonhole you. You want to know why, Ronnie? Because when I was a correspondent, I was pigeonholed. My hole was pigeoned constantly.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It was. Anytime there was a subway bombing, they went to the Muslim guy, as if I'm on group chat with ISIS. My most viral clip on this show was a photo of me wearing a hijab next to Jon Stewart. You understand? So yeah, the Asian guy has to cover the Asian story, and it has to be funny, and it has to be deemed comedically acceptable by Vulture.com. Go. Okay, first of all, Vulture, all right? And second of all, why don't you talk about it? You're the expert in lecturing us about the world despite never having left America, right? Aren't you Asian too? You talk about it.
No, no, no.
You said it yourself, Ronnie. You said it right here on this show that Indians were not real Asians. Why don't you roll the tape?
Let's be clear. Indians are not Asians, okay? Okay, I love how Indians try to have it both ways, like being Indian and Asian. Pick a lane.
I brought receipts, motherfucker.
Okay, well,
yeah.
How about you keep your receipts for one of your 50 Air Jordan shoe boxes, all right?
Yeah, I said it. You didn't have to roll the tape, because I'll say it again right now. Indians are not Asians. And by the way, I'm more than just Asian, all right? I also live in Australia, so why don't you ask me about kangaroos?
Fine, Ronnie, tell us about kangaroos.
All right, well, I'm glad you asked. Well, there's red giant kangaroos, and then there's gray ones. And the red ones can jump 10 feet high, and they have claws that can rip your dick off through your jeans.
No one gives a shit about kangaroos. Okay, stop talking like an angry Snapple cap. You don't get to decide what is on this show, Ronnie. I'm the boss. I decide, Ronnie.
What do you decide? You're a guest host, okay? The operative word is guest. Guest in my house, okay? I'm not your token Asian guy. I'm in movies now. I was in Megan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hear that?
Oh. Oh, you were in the movie Megan in theaters right now? Hey, what was your role in Megan?
I played a token Asian guy at the tech company. But it was satire. It was satire.
Oh, that's weird, because I could have sworn that I'm your boss right now because it says my name on the desk. It says The Daily Show with Hasan Minhaj, which, by the way, that's my real name, Ronnie Chang.
I'm Ronnie Chang. I'm Ronnie Chang. It's also my real name, you idiot. It's on my birth certificate. Or should I be like you and get a name that you refuse to spell phonetically, and then when everyone mispronounces it, you cry to Ellen? Oh, it's spelled Hasan, and they called me Hasan. I'm so oppressed.
Yeah, fine, Ronnie, fine. Yeah, I expressed some emotion. I showed some vulnerability, unlike you. I showed some other emotion besides anger. It's something you might not be familiar with.
Oh, no. I know you know all about anger. You love a job where you can rage about evil corporations in America, but as soon as the NBA reaches out about the celebrity all-star game, you jump at the chance to score 0 points. 0 points.
Ronnie, stop it. Come on. Stop. Stop this. Stop. You stop it right now. We can't be fighting like this. There's white people here. How are we gonna stop Asian hate if we hate each other?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, I'm just lashing out because I actually love The Daily Show and I'm scared you're gonna get it canceled like your Netflix show, whatever it was called.
It's called Patriot Act.
It doesn't matter, okay? Because despite our differences, you're right, we do have a bigger responsibility to the Asians and the
Asians watching this. Because when we fight, the white people win. And we can't have that.
Exactly. We gotta bring this segment home. So, let's each say something nice about each other and show some emotional growth.
What, are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
All right. Hassan, you're good at managing hair.
Thank you.
Your energy is not always annoying. And, you know, I've seen you at the Daily Show grow to become this force of nature, and I'm actually really happy that you're hosting this week. I think it's really good. Shut up, everybody, shut up!
Thank you, Ronnie, and I just want to say, I want to take this moment to tell you... We're out of time. Ronnie Chang, everyone.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.